there's a concept out there that's called the co-religionist exemption. And we had a Jewish group and an Islamic advocacy team that weighed in on a Catholic school's challenge of a Michigan anti-discrimination law that was calling for religious liberty protections to be upheld by an appeals court in the hearing of this particular case. You know, back in 2022, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that sexual orientation and gender identity were protected categories under the 1976 Michigan anti-discrimination statute. However, the Sacred Heart of Jesus Parish has a school, the Sacred Heart Academy, and they filed a lawsuit last December that was really arguing that the new interpretation of the law would require schools to impose strict policies and practices in enforcing non-Catholic views of sexual orientation and gender identity. You know, this is an issue that I think we have to really kind of get a handle on. But if we don't try to figure out how to handle this, what we're going to find out is we're going to see a lot of questions, a lot of cases, and cause individuals to ask themselves the question, am I leading a life that's in direct opposition to my Catholic faith, or can I be living a life where I just want to move forward and be involved in an academic institution? Cool.
Great job.
Thank you.